how do you understand the ruin and this act of kind of redesign in relation to the ruin?
That's actually really interesting, because I think of the ruin as the positive, and then I try to build off of the negative. So I try to build plaster models that are a continuation of the lands itself. So the homes in Lift are actually built from chiseled stone that's found on the site. So there is a folding of the landscape fabric to actually create these ruins. So what I try to think of the whole village as the cast, and then I try to build on the negative. So in a way, the absence of the ruin completely would still show an indication in those interventions. So within my interventions, even though I touched the ruin very minimally, but I try to frame what is positive of it. That way, even if I had to remove the ruin or possibly get the opportunity to build this elsewhere, the home doesn't need to be there for it to exist, for the people's stories to exist, right? The ruin doesn't have to be there for their stories to be heard. Sometimes it's the absence of it that could allow me to build on it and reconstruct it.
So there's almost a kind of experimental archaeological component to what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting then also to see how your students take it further. I mean,
they do a way better job than me. They're always an inspiration, truly.
That's wonderful. But again, it'll be very interesting to see. I mean, maybe Architectures of Hiding, the exhibit that you have here, could be the starting of a longer story or conversation that can travel to different places, as you were saying. And on that note, I would also like to, I would like to ask if there is an intended audience, but or is it an open-ended platform where you're probably seeing the possibility of who can become the audience or the reader?
Yeah, that's great. I think in the beginning, when I was building the Tower of Return, which is the acrylic model right next to the three ruins, my focus was on the Liftons in exile today. So I wanted to acknowledge their existence, and I wanted in a way to give them something back that would almost claim their homes and claim their stories and their memories. But then as I started to think of this and started to present this here in the United States, my shift has now been focused on the West as my audience, because I think if we can get more people to talk about this and more people to understand it, then we can really make a change. People in the Middle East mostly know about it already, and it's them. They are the refugees. They are there. But my focus right now is making sure that the West knows about their stories and knows that side of history.